From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama was in Rhode Island today, where he jumped into the final week of campaigning ahead of the critical midterm elections. Mr. Obama attacking Republicans and calling on those who turned out for reception in Providence to go to the polls on Election Day.
I've got to have you come out in droves and vote in this election. You've got to come out and vote. You know, and look, if everybody who voted in 2008 votes in 2010, we are confident we will win this election.
President's campaigning also comes as Democrats face daunting challenges, including widespread discontent about the administration's efforts to boost the economy. 8 days before the election, polls are showing that while perhaps as many as a third of voters have not settled on final choices, a majority are saying they prefer GOP candidates. U.S. detainee at the Guantanamo Bay prison has pleaded guilty to terrorism charges. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the plea agreement will bring a controversial military proceeding to a close.
Omar Khadr was just 15 years old when he was arrested in Afghanistan for killing a U.S. medic. His military trial started at Guantanamo earlier this year, and the U.N. and other human rights groups objected. They said he shouldn't be tried for war crimes or by a military tribunal because he was a child soldier. The question now is what will happen next. Sources tell NPR he will likely serve another year at Guantanamo and then can apply for repatriation to Canada. He will serve the rest of any sentence there. Details of his plea agreement and final sentence will be released later this week. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes jumped 10% last month to more than 4.5 million. Danielle Carson reports analysts say the nation's housing market is still far from healthy.
While sales bounced back across the country, the numbers were still very low. During the housing boom, as many as 6 million homes were being sold. Sales rose in August as well, but tanked 27% in July. So, taken together, IHS Global Insight economist Chris Christopher cautions not to get too excited about the uptick.
This is just sort of a payback to what happened in July. We haven't even recovered from that plunge. So it is good news, but it's not as high as to sort of get us out of this mess.
That mess includes an inventory glut of some 4 million homes sitting on the market. Analysts are waiting to see how some big banks' foreclosure moratoriums will affect sales this month. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Automaker Ford says it will invest $850 million over the next 3 years at its plant in Sterling, Michigan, and six other facilities that build transmissions. The automaker says it expects the investment will generate about 1,200 full-time jobs. Stocks put an optimistic spin on some of the economic news that came out today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 31 points to close at 11,164. The NASDAQ was up 11 points. You're listening to NPR. The Obama administration is out with its new fuel efficiency and emissions standards for large tractor trailers and commercial trucks. The joint initiative proposal prepared by the Transportation Department and the Environmental Protection Agency will cover a wide array of commercial vehicles, ranging from delivery vans to long-haul tractor trailers. The rules are slated to cover trucks made between 2014 and 2018. In the cases of tractor trailers, they would have to reduce carbon emissions by 20% by 2018. California authorities have reopened several beaches near Santa Barbara that were closed last week after a shark attack killed a body surfer. But as NPR's Ken Grigsby Bates reports, there is a caveat.
Wall, Minuteman, and surf beaches are open now after being closed on Friday. That's when a shark's bite severed 19-year-old Lucas Ransom's leg at the pelvis. The UC Santa Barbara student died quickly after suffering massive blood loss. Soon after that, the three beaches near Vandenberg Air Force Base were closed. After 3 days of monitoring the waters for shark activity, base officials have determined the waters are again safe for visitors. But in addition to the usual signs that remind visitors no lifeguard is on duty, brand new signs post clear warnings. Recent shark attack. Swim, surf at your own risk. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Space Shuttle Discovery is reported to now be in good shape for its scheduled liftoff next week from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. The shuttle is scheduled to lift off Monday. Over the weekend, NASA technicians had noticed a leak and replaced a pair of seals in the shuttle's fuel line. Officials say the repair appears to have solved the problem. Discovery, which will be on its last and anticipated 39th and final mission, is going to the International Space Station. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.